Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I'm literally one row ahead of you.
Wow.
Yeah. There were no seats.
Carrie has revealed. She has been revealed.
There were no. Okay. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And this is
Sexy
Unique
Podcast.
Talk Sicilian bitches. The final reunion.
Oh my God. The final episode of TSB.
Lara. Okay, guys. I need to talk about this because this is. Lara has blonde hair. Her hair is so good right now. She dyed it blonder.
Fully blonde.
When I came to her door today, I literally went, "Who is this?"
I surprised him because I didn't really tell anyone that I was doing this, and I kind of just made a decision.
Yeah.
Instead of Pete Buttigieg going blonde where everyone's like, he dropped out, he's going to dye his hair blonde, I just did it.
I did it for Mayor Pete.
Yeah, so he wouldn't have to.
It looks so good. I literally, when you answered the door, I went,
I was like,
who are you? But it looks so good.
Thank you. It's fully bodied.
And she's ready to debut it on the stage next week at the Roxy Theater.
On March 11th.
March 11th, the first kickoff live show of our little 2020 spring tour across the country.
Hopefully, which actually it is the first live show of so many to come.
Yeah.
I'm just manifesting this at this point. Yeah.
But guys, there's still...
live show empire.
So, crazily, there's still a few tickets left for the LA show, which is in... 8 days. So if you want to come see us, and you
today,
live,
when this is, it's like less than 8 days.
Fucking 6 days. It's 5 days.
Yeah, some 6 days.
Yeah, 6 days.
6 days.
But if you're
in any,
if you're in California, if you want to come, if you're just come see us, it's gonna be so fun.
You're in California.
If you're anywhere.
I love it. If you're in California.
No, if you're in
Nevada, if you're in Arizona, you should actually really be coming. There's no excuse. If you're listening to this right now and you're driving around in Phoenix or wherever the fuck and
start
Yeah, and you're like, wait, I'm in Arizona, you should actually be purchasing a ticket and coming to LA.
What is that, a 4-hour drive?
It's nothing. It's like a 5-hour drive.
It's literally a 10-hour drive.
It's literally, honestly, I did a 10-hour drive to Reading. So if you're in Reading, you should also be thinking about coming because I've driven to your city.
Reading?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
It's in Northern California. It's way up there.
Oh, like Reading College.
Reading, California. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If you're in Vegas, I think you should also really be considering.
If you're in Orange County.
Ugh, if you're in Orange County, I mean, and you're listening to this and you aren't coming, then
don't give me that traffic excuse.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
No, not actually fuck you, but
no,
really.
Don't. That was a joke. But like, there shouldn't be no traffic excuse because the show starts at 9, so you could set out at like 8 and make it on time.
It's going to be so fun, and we have some surprises for you.
Yeah, we have some tricks up our sleeve.
I think you'll really appreciate them. And we're just going to have fun together. It'll be like, you know, joyous, mirthful atmosphere. It's going to be, you can get fucking wasted if you want. Don't get too wasted. But
you can get wasted. You can buy merch that's only going to be available at the shows. You can buy VIP tickets.
And you can go, woo!
Afterwards. I expect all the woos.
Yeah, there's going to be there's an experience afterward if you want to come like
chill and
have
chat
that vibe
with us.
Moment of just like chatting and
take some photos, get a special drink,
have fun with each other, like you know, go off, do whatever you want to do it, but
this is your night.
But
it's disguised as our night,
it's
but
our
it's
night.
Really your
but it's
night.
Actually yours.
But it actually is, it's a mixture of both ours and yours.
Mm-hmm. So it's next week, March 11th, and then we were just having Lara got mad at me because I told her that we're not mad. You were.
I was just like.
You were like this.
Because we bought tickets. We're flying out to Chicago on the same day.
And on the like, same flight.
We're on the same flight, like both going to Chicago and coming back for the Chicago show on March 18th at Sleeping Village. And we.
Me, Lara, and my boyfriend Simon are all flying out together.
And I would say in our level of coronavirus freaked outness, Carrie's at the top.
Yeah.
He's the tree topper.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think you have like Simon and I kind of hanging on at about the same level of scaredness. But like we inch up closer to the top every day. So like our travel apparel and like vibe is going to be like the three amigos in like masks and gloves and like sanitizing things. And then you're going to have the added drama of Carrie who brings it to the table. I'm like... like if someone coughs, like,
well, I'm also terrified of flying, so I think I'm actually more afraid of fucking dying in a plane crash than getting corona, to be very honest. So you're gonna have to deal with
there's a lot
seeing
of drama.
Me
I love
grip
it.
Simon because I'm sitting in front of Lara,
and then I thought that we were all in the same row, so Carrie was like, can we wave at each other in the plane? And I was like, we're all in the same row. And he was like, no, I'm actually in front of you.
I went, no, that's not true. I'm sorry.
Because I also, when we were buying tickets, Corona was, it was just the rumblings. Corona was a little
there
baby. Yeah, it was a little baby. It was in the nascent stages. Mm-hmm. And we looked at plane maps and it was like, broke down the safest places to be.
Well, that's why I'm sitting because you have a window seat and we have a window seat.
Yeah. So the safest place to be in an airplane to like get the least amount of germs on you is in near the front, as close to the front as possible, and near a window seat.
So I'm gonna be like looking behind you and like looking at the window going, hey, through my mask.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun. We've never flown really together fun. So I'm excited for Lara. Well, I'm also like sorry for you that you have to see me on a plane, but
I love flying with friends.
Yeah No, it's gonna be good.
I feel like it's good life insurance, like,
yeah,
I feel like I have a way more chance of dying alone flying than I do with like a group of people that I know.
It's
you
fun.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
It's gonna be fun, and knowing that we're going to a place of lulls.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally flying to a destination to laugh with
where
everyone.
Where people are gonna welcome us with open arms and laugh at everything that we say is like really satisfying.
Yeah.
And then also I truly was like, you know what? If I'm going to get corona or die or like something horrible is going to happen or the primaries don't turn out the best way, I just want to be hot. Like, I just want to be blonde.
Your hair looks so hot.
Thanks.
You look...
I feel really...
Herbal Essence commercial.
I feel like immediately, as soon as I left the salon, my blonde attitude came back. And then I was just like,
You're
I'm a blonde bitch.
The vibe is like something... I walked in and I was like, something's different about her.
Something's a little
her.
Different these days.
But also, I had a moment for about a minute where I was like, I'm going to bleach my hair.
Yeah.
When I saw your hair, because it made me want to have blonde hair.
I encourage everyone to just like go blonde for once in your life.
I bleached my hair once.
When was it?
In college.
Oh, love that.
But then I shaved it
for
swimming.
Were you in a place of nunca when it happened?
I was in a place of being on a swim team, and before a champion meet, everyone bleached their hair.
That's cute.
And then we all shaved it.
Did it turn green from the chlorine?
No, it was like, it was more butterscotch than like bleach.
Yeah, it's hard to lift the color up to like a true bleach.
But now, because I am so... propitiate out mm-hmm. and like fully
you don't want to risk any hair follicle or any damage.
No, I'm at a really good place with my hair right now.
Your hair is in a really good
thank
place.
You I feel it's long, the cut
is so nice.
Thank you.
You have such a good natural curl,
but it wasn't like that 2 years ago, so I'm at a place of propitiate. I feel confident in my hair. I don't like run my hair through my fingers through my hair worrying now. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's finally clicked. Everyone who is worried about hair loss of either gender, Propecia works.
Does it work for women?
I think so.
I don't know if it does, but if it does, that's amazing.
There's PRP, which I've already talked about.
Viviscal is really good.
I've been on Viviscal before. It's really good.
Yeah. But,
and Viviscal shampoo is amazing,
mm-hmm.
which I use off and on. But now I feel like confident and... A bleach moment is just not...
No, it's not going to do it.
I've also shaved my head twice, and the first time was for swimming, but the second time was just... No, I've shaved it three times.
Thrice.
And the last time I did it, I was drunk, and my friends were drunk, and they did it.
I love a shaved head on a guy. I actually love it on a woman, too. It's kind of dangerous on a guy.
But I'm not... I can't really pull it off.
You're not a dangerous guy?
No, I'm...
In that way?
I'm not... I can't... It's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks a little weird.
It's a little taxi driver.
Yeah, or like something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean...
You're a little bit... Like, is it like 212 monkeys or something like that?
Something's like...
Or it's a little like Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5150 ball head. Okay.
But... The last time I did it.
It's just got electroshock therapy.
Yeah, it's like I'm in a hospital.
Okay.
But I went home for Thanksgiving and I shaved my head and my mom said, who did this to you? And I said, my friends. And she goes, they're not your friends.
Was she right?
Yeah.
Love that. Moms always know.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, I don't have... They're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, shaving head is be careful who you trust.
You should always be careful who you trust.
The other two times, the person did it great. I trusted them. I felt like I put my life into their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But drinking and shaving your head is not.
No.
It's very Empire Records.
That's a trust fall that'll get you dropped.
Robin Tooney.
Yeah.
I went on Robin Tooney's Instagram.
How is she? She's thriving. She's on network shows and stuff, right?
Yeah. She books.
She books. She's been working forever.
She looks
She has
amazing.
Power hair.
She's great eyes.
Yeah.
Great hair. I think she's like...
I miss her... like indie energy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could go back to the days of Empire Records and The Craft, but the good news is that you can always go back there.
The Craft is on Netflix. I didn't realize that she won the Venice Film Awards for Best Actress 1 year.
For what?
Some indie movie she was in.
I love that.
But she's just cool.
She's a cool actress and she had kind of a deeper, huskier voice.
Yeah, and she just had that like... She was like one of the original.
She was just like,
like
not taking anyone's bullshit.
But also like all of her characters were like under some kind of duress.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in End of Days.
Oh yeah.
With Gabriel Byrne and Arnold. The worst movie I've ever made.
It was a terrible
movie.
But
it was so good. She plays like the Bride of Satan.
I think I bought that movie when I went to New York with my mom and I was like, I couldn't believe how many like pirated movies were just for sale. And I was like, Mom, are you seeing this? And just like,
I'm like that, Canal Street.
Oh,
something.
Yeah. I just went on Canal Street. I bought like two fake Kate Spade purses and then just snatched up about 20 DVDs. Or no, it wasn't even DVDs. It was VHS tapes.
That movie I remember seeing that with my dad in the movie theaters, and I was there's this one scene where Gabriel Byrne like is so hot in that movie. He plays the devil,
mm-hmm.
and he's like fucking two women, like a mother and a daughter, and he like merges them together.
It's
and
classic devil shit.
And I remember being so nauseous, like I was so terrified of that.
Yeah.
And I think my dad had to take me out of the movie. Because I was like 10. Why am I seeing End of Days? But Robin, and then I watched it, obviously, and Robin Tooney, the whole movie is going, ah! Ah! And Arnold's in it.
I forced my family to like go see American Psycho when it came out. I was like, whoa. Dad, I want to see this movie. I must have been like 12 or something like that.
Yeah, it came out in like 2000.
Okay, so I was like 15. And I was just like, Dad, we have to go. Like, what is wrong with all of you? Like, can we please just go? Like, and so he packed up. I think he took me and my little sister, who was like 10 or 9. And then we're sitting there, and it's not like a horror movie, really.
No, it's just disturbing.
It's just like a disturbing. And I was like, where? I thought it was like going to be a scary movie.
Yeah.
And then I was like, not getting it. I was like, why are they talking about business cards? Like, this movie sucks. And then there was like all those like pornographic sex scenes. And he's like, I want you to wash your asshole. And I was just like, I remember being like,
ugh. I had that reaction too. I felt so like.
Felt so dirty about people talking about assholes.
Yeah.
And then I think we watched all through that until where he was like fucking the girl and like looking at himself in the mirror. And my dad just scooped my sister up and like walked out of the theater like wordlessly. And I ran after them. And I was like, sorry, I didn't realize.
Yeah, that movie was pretty gnarly when you were watching it as a kid.
Yeah.
The movie, I remember my two best friends, their grandmother, their brothers and their grandmother took us to see Jackass, the movie.
Loved but Jackass movies.
They wouldn't let us in because we weren't old enough.
Classic.
And she was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm their guardian right now and I'm letting them go see this. And they were like, I'm sorry. So she was like, fine. So she bought tickets for herself too.
Mm-hmm.
Walked us into the theater, sat with us for 5 minutes and then was like, bye. And left us there.
Oh yeah. I was always doing.
Such a hero movie.
We were always getting parents to like do that. Do they still really monitor?
I think so.
R-rated movies and like who's going in? Like, are you not allowed? Like, do they do that with teens these days? I feel like our generation were like the teens that really suffered through the like crackdown on R-rated movies.
I think it's looser now. And also, I don't think kids go to the movies.
Yeah, they're like, we don't give a shit.
They're on like TikTok.
Yeah.
That sounded so
like
that. I felt like a really old person saying that.
No, but I think you're right because I think
they watch everything on like their phones.
Because South Park was like the one movie where it all came crashing down. And then there was like American Pie, but then all those kind of like movies made for teenagers, but teenagers weren't allowed to go see them without like a parental guardian.
And South Park was literally, that movie was about that.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was like true meta experience.
That was such a good movie.
It was so fucking good.
Remember when Robin Williams performed Blame Canada at the Oscars?
Yeah.
That was nominated for an Oscar. That
As
song.
It should be.
God, he was great. But
Matt Stone and Trey Parker, both two hotties.
Yeah. But their politics are...
What are they?
I think they're like maybe libertarian or Republican.
They're not Republicans.
I think they are like problematic in that way. A little bit. Hmm. But they're funny.
We gotta look into it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I forgive a lot for a good chuckle.
Hey, of course the boy from Philly guesses wrong with the South Park guys.
You don't know any shit about Jersey.
You don't know shit about Philly
cheesesteaks.
You don't know anything.
You don't know shit about politics.
Come on.
I'm really sad that we've reached the end of the line with Jersey.
Yeah. I'm almost tempted to go into season 3 because it's so good. And
I'm going to watch season 3, I think, like, as just, like, a fun thing to do because it is true chaos.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's truly
Pandora's
box was open or, like, someone released the hounds out of the gates of hell. Like,
Kathy and her sister Rosie are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie is... her
iconic.
Own show.
Yeah.
And we heard that tea from the...
Oh, yeah. The tea that, like, Rosie was cock-blocked against getting her own spinoff by Kathy.
Hmm. So. Makes sense. Yeah, it's been a journey. I'm really happy that everyone's messages about it, and like I love how much everyone listening to this podcast is like taken to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such a, I really think this is like a benchmark season.
It is. It's a true.
It changed the game. Daniel Staub.
The entire game.
Daniel Staub changed the Housewives game.
Yeah. And she brought energy that remains totally relevant and powerful to this very day.
And she's still relevant. I mean,
10 years later.
And then she's, you know, the drama last week that Teresa, it was revealed that Teresa put Danielle up to pulling Margaret's hair.
Really?
Yeah, there was.
She said, pull that bitch's hair.
Well, they released like unseen footage of them at the store, and Teresa, or Danielle walks up to her and she's like, my friend, some gay guy that they're with, is like, just told me to go pull Margaret's hair. And Teresa goes, yeah, you should. You should. You should.
Oh.
And, you know, it's Danielle did it, but like Teresa. And then,
Teresa's
Melissa.
Always been a shit stirrer in that way.
She has. And then Melissa, also a shit stirrer with Teresa,
mm-hmm.
confronts her at a backyard barbecue on last week's episode, I believe, and is like, Danielle said that you told her to pull Margaret's hair. Is that true? And Teresa goes, and then she looks and she looks over at the producers and goes, I really hope you guys aren't getting this.
Well, then they're definitely getting it.
And then she
it.
Flips the bird, walks, and flips over a chair, and runs up into the house and goes, you're all motherfuckers.
Wow.
So Danielle still is
She is
shockwaves.
Still, yeah, just creating chaos just, wherever she goes.
I'll just never forget. I just can't help myself. When she pulls her ponytail.
That's me ordering, like, ramen.
Her look, though.
From Postmates.
Ugh. Like, her eyes rolling in the back of her head. Like, she was just, like, it was like she came or something. She was just, like, ugh.
It's truly, like, the
orgasmic
most
moment.
Full circle yeah. orgasmic buildup to her living her truest truth.
But also, Margaret pushed her husband in a pool.
Pushed Danielle's husband yeah. in a pool?
So, like, Margaret is not without fault.
I mean, it takes two to tango.
Yeah. So they're all, but like, I mean, but what I'm trying to say is Danielle is lover. You're either going to love her or hate her, but there's no in between with her, but you can't deny that she's iconic.
What is her tagline for the most recent season?
She's only a friend of, so she's not.
Rude.
And then she obviously said she's not going to be back on.
Yeah,
anymore.
She quit.
Yeah.
She loves a dramatic mm-hmm. departure.
Yes, I will be saying that I am no longer going to be on Housewives of New Jersey. And Andy goes, oh, what? Are you going to be on another one?
He's like, which one are you playing? I love. Andy hates Danielle.
I know. But he also loves what she does.
He loves her, but it's also very clear and becomes even clearer in this like reunion episode that he's like, no.
He's done with her. So
we're
start
back
off.
At the Borgata.
We start off with them recapping. Danielle and Kimji at the brownstone.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim or Danielle says that Kimji is the one that told her to make trouble.
Yeah.
So Danielle's blaming this all on Kimji.
Danielle takes no responsibility this entire time. It's always someone else that did something. Mm-hmm. And then right off the bat, Caroline's like, Mr. Toad's right. It started. Let's go full speed.
And then they obviously talk about, like, Danny's use of faggot. And
yeah, Danny called Chris a quote-unquote motherfucking faggot.
And they all say it. There's, like, a vignette of all of them. Beep, beep. I was like, damn, you all really love saying this
you
word.
You love saying this word. Caroline's like, is it true he called him a faggot?
Yeah, it's like, they're like, it's like this forbidden word that they're like, oh, I have to say it, mm-hmm. you know? And Andy's like, you know, it seems a little hypocritical that last season you were so upset when Joe called the dance teacher a gay lord.
Yeah.
And he goes, you call yourself a gay, you know, and then Danielle
goes, Danielle, you call yourself a gay advocate.
Well, he goes, you seemed really offended by that, by Joe last year. And she goes, yep. And I still do. I still do.
And he goes, well, you consider yourself a gay advocate. And she goes, big time.
Big time. And she goes, I addressed it with Danny afterward very firmly. And I wrote LOL.
You all didn't see that.
And she goes, and I no longer speak to Danny as a result of this. I'm like, and then they all go like, that's not true.
Yeah, and she's like, somehow the cameras just stopped rolling when she had this like big altercation yeah. with Danny.
But I love how she just suddenly reveals that they're no longer speaking because of
because of his use of that early on in the game.
Yeah.
When they spoke all through the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Went to the diner together.
Drove around to
had smoothies. He drove her here and there.
To get a panine.
A panine. Finally a panine.
Yeah. Finally a panine.
Finally I get a panine. Then she goes to Andy. He was like, I was offended. And she goes, I apologize that you were offended. I can't take responsibility for that because I no longer speak to him as a result. I apologize that you were offended.
Yeah.
It's not an apology.
And Teresa's like, yeah. And then, you know, Joe was just saying a fact. And then Andy goes, I was also offended by what Joe said. And Teresa goes, okay.
I love that.
I mean, Joe literally called the dance teacher a gay lord.
A gay lord.
She was like, he was just saying what he was. He's gay.
I love he was saying what he was. A gay lord. Who even uses that term literally like a 10-year-old boy?
I know. And then Caroline also reveals that this was actually like sinister. So, Caroline reveals that one time the show came out, her neighbor, who she doesn't really know that well, like stopped her and was like, you guys are really good actors. Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
And Caroline's like, what do you mean? This is all real. And he says that, oh, well, like, you drive a white Range Rover, right? And she's like, yeah. She's like, oh, I would see... He basically tells her that he would see Danielle driving around her street in a white in the right Range.
Yeah, like, she took to the Range and was, like, basically confirmed to be stalking Caroline.
And, like, scoping out her house and stuff.
Which is psychotic.
It was, like, chilling, the way Caroline told it. And Danielle goes, you think I don't have anything better to do than to drive down streets in Franklin Lakes?
And they all go, yeah. Yeah, we actually do. What else is she doing? Hanging out at her weird outdoor furniture kitchen table and like watching her dogs scoot around on the floor.
Rub their like ringworm butts
on her carpet. Like, yeah, all she's done all season is like call up coked out Danny to like go on recon missions in the Range.
But how chilling was that? Like a neighbor taking his trash out, just seeing like Danielle parked like...
And her
being Manzos.
Zooming away.
Smoking a cig,
looking over her shoulder.
She goes, what? That's not true. Oh my God. Like,
she goes, I don't even go to Franklin Lakes. I love calling out like the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like they've gotten so specific on this show.
You think I don't have anything better to do than to drive down streets in Franklin Lakes?
Yeah. I love also everyone starts like talking over each other and like screaming at Danielle and she goes, one at a time.
And then Teresa goes, one at a time. One at a time.
One at a time. There's also an amazing moment where like Andy was like, are you sure? Like he was like, is it true that people think you're, and then Jacqueline goes, delusional.
Yeah. Also, Teresa calls Danielle a witch at one point. Which I love.
She is a witch.
Gia was so mad.
Gia.
Mama, oh, mama, you can't blow our cover.
No, don't blow the cover. The tomatoes.
Yeah. The stregonona.
No.
What about the stregonona? No, you cannot reveal the tomato magic.
Tomato magic.
Yeah.
A kitchen witch. Then Danielle storms off because she can't get one at a time.
She goes, I've had enough. I'm done. And then Andy
goes, I'm on a break. I'm on a fucking break.
And Andy goes, no, you're literally
no, you're not. And then Jacqueline goes, you're still a call girl. You're still getting with married men. And she goes, married men?
She goes, excuse me?
Married men?
Married men? Yeah, and then she goes off backstage.
She goes on her break and Teresa goes, coward, pig.
They're
like, can you imagine screaming pig at someone?
Being called a whore, a pig, a call girl.
A gargoyle.
My brain starts shutting down at 5:30.
Your brain starts I can't process like pig, like so many uses of pig. That's been a classic word throughout the entire
She's a pig.
Real Housewives.
You put lipstick on a pig, it's still
slut
a pig.
Like everyone is obsessed with calling other women pigs.
Yeah.
It's so dirty to me.
It's horrible.
Then Jacqueline gets up like she's gonna go fight someone. That's so Vegas of her.
Yeah.
Her Vegas kicks in.
And then Danielle goes, bring it, you Vegas whore.
Bring it, Vegas whore. I lolled at that.
Yeah.
When Danielle calls other people whores, it actually seems okay to me.
Yeah.
And then, but when they call her a whore, it's not okay.
Bring it, Vegas whore.
Bring it, you Vegas whore.
And then she says to her gay, she goes, Lori can tell you. Lori can tell you. I definitely don't sleep with men. I was like, okay.
Okay. Ooh. She goes, round it up.
Round them up.
Round them up.
Yeah.
Then Lori walks in. Danielle goes, you're with me every day. Do we go to Franklin Lakes?
Yeah.
And Lori just kind of laughs uncomfortably.
And Danielle goes, they seem to make shit up about me on a momentary basis.
Kind of.
Baseless.
momentary baseless.
And she goes, no wonder Caroline's mad. We're the same age and hello. And she circles around her body.
Oh my Which God. Is also like not
No wonder
okay.
she's pissed off all the time. I was like, okay.
They're really like scrambling for bottom of the barrel yeah. insults.
I love momentary baseless.
They're making things up on a momentary baseless.
And everyone's just like,
okay. Hmm. Andy has to just
It's like when
people...
she says to the private investigator, I know my ethnicity, and he just goes,
mm-hmm. You just have to agree. Like, yeah. there's no changing her mind. It was from last week.
Yeah.
The plural of woman is woman.
And then Teresa calls her the C word, and Caroline actually goes, Teresa, that's not a nice word. No.
I love that that's where she draws the line. Mm-hmm. You can call women like bitches, sluts, and pigs,
yeah.
whores. Then Andy just has to keep people on couches.
Yeah.
And we cut to Danielle's iconic line. Next time you shush me, expect me to speak louder.
Expect me to speak louder when she confronts. So they.
You do it so perfectly. Well,
expect me to speak louder.
Louder.
Louder. It's a little Jersey. Like South Jersey has that. A little louder.
A louder. Married
you have to like
men?
Jut out your... A little...
Louder.
Next time you speak to me like that, expect me to be a little louder. So they talk about Dina and her like...
Departure.
Fucking who cares.
Yeah.
And then...
Danielle, so she feels she's owed an apology for Dina that for things that happened off the show...
They're all like, what?
Like, what?
And they're and Andy's like, Danielle, do you feel responsible for Dina's exit? And she goes, not in any way, shape, or form.
And then Andy reads Dina's latest blog post, and Dina ended her post about Danielle saying, rest in peace, you are dead to me.
Yeah.
Which was powerful.
Damn.
And then Danielle goes, I think that's kind of harsh.
I do too.
It was really harsh.
Crazy. But Caroline, he's like, Caroline, how do you feel about your sister leaving? She goes, it's sad. You know, we started out just trying to have some fun together, spending time together. And obviously it took a darker turn. She goes, I just think Dean is built a little differently than us ladies. So I was like, oh, so you're calling her like weak?
Yeah.
Like,
what are you trying
to say?
That was
a little dig.
Yeah. She didn't. That's like a sister. They have sister drama.
Well, they clearly do. Yeah.
Then Andy brings up Ashley and he goes, some people wonder if she's out of control. And then I was like, Andy hates Ashley.
And then they're talking about like, they go obviously into like the Danielle, Jacqueline, Ashley drama.
Yeah.
And, Danielle said that she was sent a death threat by Ashley. And Jacqueline goes, she said bye to you. And Danielle goes, I think bye can be interpreted. She goes, well, I think bye can be interpreted as permanent.
Someone writes in, like a viewer writes in, and they said, Danielle, bye is not a threat.
Yeah.
And then Andy goes,
I see it as permanent.
What do you have to say to that? She goes, well, it can be a permanent ending if you say goodbye.
Straight
it's
to
goodbye.
Hell.
Straight to hell.
Straight to hell. Also, Go to Hell was trending today. Because Donna Brazile from the old DNC said... for the new one to go to hell or something. Mm-hmm. And I wrote Danielle Staub's impact.
It's felt shockwaves
go
throughout the community.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Jacqueline says she and Chris took Ashley's car away.
Good.
And then Jacqueline says her and Ashley's relationship has been like this since she was two. Which I was like, then that's on you, sweetie.
Yeah. No, it's her fault. She's like this.
You're a bad parent.
Toxic parent.
That's
what Nene Leakes called Michael Lohan.
True.
She goes, you're a toxic parent. You took advantage of your daughter. Did you ever see this?
Yeah, when she like called him out.
Yeah.
Didn't she call him out on like a news show or something?
Like she was CNN. Like a guest panel. And she was like, you're a toxic parent. You've taken advantage of your daughter. You've used her up for all she... You were not there for her. You didn't give her any compass. Like, just went in on him.
Spot the lie.
And then he called her a fat bitch.
Okay, well...
Piece of shit.
Idiot. Danielle claims she never said anything back to Ashley.
Oh, well, and then they dropped the bomb that apparently one of Danielle's, like, Uber fans, this man, said his... He tweeted at her... My birthday wish is for Ashley to kill herself.
To commit suicide and film it so that I can watch it with Danielle while eating popcorn. Which is truly, if someone ever said that to me, I would I would die. That's like not a funny thing to say.
And then Danielle tweeted, she like quoted the tweet and wrote like, I hope all your birthday wishes come true. And then they're like,
then everyone's like, you literally, and then Caroline goes, that's wishing a child's death.
And Danielle suddenly realizes, I think, what she's, and she's like, oh, I would never do that. I tweeted at him. He's, and then she's like, who is he? And then Jacqueline shows her the tweet and she goes, oh yeah. Yeah, I know him. He tweets at me frequently every day. And she's like, but I don't see everything that everyone tweets.
I don't see every single thing.
Yeah.
And I would never do such a thing. But if I did it, I'm very sorry. But I didn't. She just like walked back and forth over the line until you're like, I'm actually confused at like what you know and what you don't know.
And Andy's like, it kind of feels like you're sanctioning like a death threat against her. And she's like, I would never do that. I'm a mother. And then Caroline goes, I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Caroline, by the end of this reunion, she's had enough.
All of them.
Caroline's literally like laying like with her arms on crossed. The couch. She's just like, I can't. She's
she literally says,
up.
All of you are so full of shit.
Yeah.
Which I just loved.
Yeah, that was a real great yeah. Caroline moment.
But Danielle was totally like, oh, I don't know what this, I don't remember seeing this.
I don't know what it was. And
I don't know what
it
was.
If I did, it's because I didn't read anything. But yeah. I don't know because he tweets at me so often. So if I did it, it's not my fault. But if I didn't do it, then I didn't do it.
And it's not my fault.
And it's not my fault.
And I'm sorry
and
that you're upset.
I would never do such a thing. But if I did do it, I'm sorry that you're offended.
I'm sorry that you're offended. I would never do such a thing. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Teresa claims that she didn't start the confrontation with Danielle, which there's camera footage of her literally everyone being like, Teresa, this isn't a good idea. Like, you should just not say hi to her. And then Teresa stalking her outside of the bathroom, sitting in a chair waiting for Danielle to come so she could say hi, thus launching the confrontation that ends with Danielle's weave getting pulled out. And then I love that everyone in the room watches that. And then Andy's like, so, who started this? And Teresa's like, not me.
Teresa goes, I was generally trying to say hi to her instead of genuinely. I was like, you literally stalked her in her car with a demonic smile on your face.
You literally went full Momo
and,
on her.
And told, and I quote, I'm just wanting to talk to the bitch.
You started this and then escalated it
you
to a point where you chased her.
Through a banquet hall.
Threatened her, shoved elderly women out of the way like and you then, were in a video game.
And then traipsed through the parking lot with a smile on your face saying, I just want to talk to the bitch.
You were literally about to like Grand Theft Auto Danielle, like rip her out of the car.
You were about
to
rip
her
to Mortal Kombat spine. Out of her finish her
you were in finish her mode
but she's like I was just generally trying to say hi to her.
Then Danielle pulls a wig
a head with a wig on it
out of her purse. She fully went Mary Poppins, pulled a head out of her purse, then has Andy she like host an experiment.
She has like her weave, so she has like a head, like a hairdresser.
And she explains how her extensions work. She's like, these little beads, they put them into your hair very close to the scalp with a little bead and it has teeth in it. It's very tight. And then Andy actually, he's like, he learned a thing or two.
And she's also, the way she's explaining to him is like, she's trying to seduce everyone. She's like trying to seduce Andy in this
she's
moment.
Like,
she was like this.
She's wearing that tank top and she kind of like
puts
her neck over like Cher and Clueless and she's like, and you'll see, just right in my skin. You'll see if you look really close.
She goes, as you can
see the little beads.
She goes, as you can see here, she goes, the beads are adhered to my scalp. As you can see.
Very close, just if you take a look, as you can see.
Very close right here.
With little teeth.
And Andy's like,
he's getting sucked in.
Yeah,
no one can resist her charms.
As you can see, it's adhered. She always says adhered.
Adhered. All the hair comes, exposing her long neck. As you can see.
As you can see.
And right here would be where the little bead is.
It's hard. So then she tries demonstrate. She's like, pull it. So she has Andy pull it off the mannequin.
And he like can't.
He can't.
Pull
he's like, damn, it's really. He's like. And then Jacqueline's like, well, it's not. It wasn't like that with Ashley because she was able to. It wasn't like she was yanking with all her might.
Yeah.
She literally just ripped some of your hair out.
Mm-hmm.
And Danielle's like, it was very hard.
I love, like, why didn't Kim G say in this moment she pulled her own hair out?
I love that.
If that's the truth.
I can't get over it. As you can see, the beads are quite adhered.
With the little teeth.
Little teeth. You see the teeth?
Just close to my scalp.
Oh, yeah.
With a little bead. Just pulling my hair. With its little
ever
teeth.
So gently on my scalp.
You're fucking crazy if you pull a head out of a bag.
She pulled a full Paimon head out of her fucking bag.
I thought it was just a wig at first, and then she turned it around, and its blank face like made eye contact with me, and I was like, whoa.
Also, it was a terrible wig. It was like blonde
also,
and brown.
Why was there like one extension in there?
I don't
she
know.
She sat at home fashioning this wig. And
can you imagine Danielle
watching? She sewed hair onto this wig and was like, I'll show them.
Can you imagine her in her like horrible bedroom watching like CNN at like 2 a.m. just smoking,
watching like Fox News,
smoking cigarettes in her bed, just adhering.
She's smoking like cloves.
Yeah.
Hmm.
She never sleeps.
No, she hasn't slept in 28 years. She just like
psychopaths don't sleep.
She just made literal and then went so far. She was like, examined it and was like, that'll do.
Yeah, the face.
And then opened her purse. She had to find a purse big enough to fit a head in.
She goes, well, I'd like to demonstrate that if I could.
And she leans over. It's like, engage and suggest.
Caroline's cracking up.
Caroline can't believe it.
Look at her.
Caroline is a real ham this episode.
As you can see,
give it a tug.
And then speaking of Kim G, enter.
He goes, well, she's here. Kim G.
Kim G walks out. She literally, didn't you say she looks like a girl from Carrie at the prom?
She looks like a girl from Carrie at the prom. She looks like Princess Di cosplay. Yeah.
She walks out in a little blue,
her little blue, like 80s
cocktail dress
dripping in diamonds.
Her hair
she
all
struts out. Her hair is like in a little puff.
You know that Lady Di like black dress moment?
Yeah, it's like, very like the sweetheart like neckline.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hello, ladies. Hello. And then she goes,
I have the moment.
Oh my God, yes, play it.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Hello, Kim.
Danielle goes like this. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Hello, Kim.
With no expression. She makes her face go totally blank.
And she goes, hi, Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Danielle.
Hello, Kim.
And then Andy plays the clip of her, or then Andy turns to her and goes, square tits.
Yeah.
And then Danielle goes, hilarious, to make fun of another woman's breasts. Hilarious.
And then Kim G goes, well, I guess if you had them done four times, they're square tits.
That's not like...
Well, I guess if you have... She says it in a way like, evidently, if you have them done four times, they're square tits.
But that's like not... That's illogical. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to like that statement at all.
Yeah.
I love flustered Kim G just trying to like fend for herself.
Oh, really nice to make fun of another woman's breasts.
Hilarious to make fun of another woman's breasts. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you had them done four times, they would square tits.
Square tits, square tits.
Then they start fighting and Kim G goes, you used Harry! And apparently, like, she let Danielle use Harry as like, her driver.
Yeah. And then Danielle goes, the only thing you...
What did you ever add to my life except for agita? I like that. That's a vocabulary.
Agita?
Is that a... I think that's a vocabulary word.
Like agitated? Like a real word.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
Was it real?
Agita.
Because I gave her the credit in my mind. I was like, oh, wow. It's a $4 word for me.
I ain't a healthy guy. My stomach can't take this agita. It's indigestion. It's Italian.
I love. What did you ever add to my life except for agita? Then Clem.
I wrote, what is that?
I thought it was like, was just like, you agitated me.
Yeah, I thought it was like a diarrhea. Because she does talk about diarrhea a lot. Having stress diarrhea.
Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle. I believe that she has raging diarrhea. Like she gives
Danielle
me,
only ever has diarrhea.
Yeah, there's always like diarrhea.
She's had diarrhea for 20 years.
Yeah. She might have like a mild case of Crohn's.
Yeah.
Which love and light. I'm not
love,
making light
not
of
making
that
light of the Crohn's
because
community.
That's a truly real thing. But like
They're going to come for us.
Yeah, actually, walk it back.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean it. Then Andy asked Kim G if she started the rumor that Ashley was into coke. I love like a 70-year-old broad starting rumors that like a teenager.
She's also not, she's like 50. We all think that she's 70 or 80 because they talk about her like she's elderly. She's like 50.
She has the presence of a literal elderly woman. I'm like, is that what just happens? Like you hit 50 and then suddenly you're a Kim G, or is Kim G lying about her age, or like or what is happening?
Or you go the route of Kim D.
You either, is it one of two ways as a woman when you get old, you either become Kim D or Kim G. That is like the Robert Frost
or a gay
fork
man
in the road, or you're a gay man.
I think I'm veering towards Kim G.
I think that I'm way more Kim G.
She's a 7-year-old broad. She's literally like 48.
She's like 45.
Their ageism is unbelievable in the show.
When women start to like cut their hair really short, which I understand because it's just like for functional.
No, she looks like a little old lady.
But
she's like Queen Elizabeth hair.
She's fully like gone into senior citizen vibe.
She just accepted it and ran with it.
She goes, this guy is supposed to be our escort, but then he's dressed like a gardener.
Yeah.
Or a pizza delivery guy.
He goes, did you spread the rumor about Ashley doing coke and Kim G? He goes, absolutely not. She goes, I swear on my son and on my children's lives.
So then that's how you know she actually did.
On my son and on my child, like
two separate things? Because when you're swearing on family members, that always, to me, is a red flag that you're lying about something.
I always take that as like, oh, it's serious.
I always take it. I go back to like the days of Vanderpump Rules season 2 when Kristen was like, I swear on my family's life that I didn't fuck Jax. And then it came true. And then I started really investigating people that swear on their family.
I've done it.
I know. But you break the mold.
I've done it. But like
when we played the like Wolves/Mafia game. And I thought for sure you were a wolf.
Yeah.
You were swearing. And that's why I thought, because you were swearing on the lives of your family.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's a fucking wolf.
I know.
But no, you actually do it. So let me know.
But I'm careful about it because I like.
You don't use it willy-nilly.
If I could imagine swearing on like. I might even say his name because he's too precious.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. Yeah. I would. I've never sworn on my family's life.
Well, aren't you? Well, aren't you something?
I'm sitting here on my high horse.
Aren't you sitting here on your high donkey?
Life.
Absolutely not. She goes, absolutely not. I swear on my son and on my children's lives.
Kim G is also so breathless all the time.
Absolutely.
What's she so breathless about?
I don't know. But also, why are you swearing? Are they separate? She has sons and then
unclear.
She has daughters. Maybe it's like her son is.
Her son is in a different realm.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, they get into the
talk of
benefit.
Oh my God.
And I love that everyone is still really missing the point about this. So Danielle says that she only invited Danny and Kim G, but then somehow Danny brought like seven other guys, including some Hell's Angels. Kim G had no idea what was going on because she was just meeting Danny for like the first time. Then Danielle goes, I'm not responsible for Danny and his crew.
Yeah, and then Caroline kind of interjects and she's like, Kim G, she goes, you know exactly how a banquet system works. And I was like,
who knows?
Then Caroline on these couches is born with an inherent like blueprint of a banquet hall in their head. That's apparently everyone from that area of New Jersey.
You grew up around Franklin Lakes, you know exactly how a banquet hall works. Because Kim G, like, she came away from the whole spectacle of this like poisoning of a fundraiser for a child with cancer. And her takeaway was, the only thing I didn't like was where the table ended up.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's beside the point.
Someone was called a faggot. You ruined the night of parents who were dealing with a baby with like leukemia.
Yeah, like just trying to raise money to prolong the life of their baby. And you're bitching about up late with a camera crew in Hell's Angels. And you're upset that you got seated
in the middle
corner.
Yeah.
Like, we were supposed to have a table with the Preakness diner.
Yeah.
It all comes back to Preakness.
All these Preakness.
And then Caroline takes a minute to explain the floor plans.
Yeah. I was like, I don't give a shit.
She explained the floor plans in such a way. And then Kim G just goes, oh, I know. I know. And then back down to she does know the banquet hall.
When Caroline explained the banquets, the brownstone like layout, I literally like left my body and died. I was literally dead. Like I actually was floating above my body and I was like, this is what it feels like to die. And then as soon as she was done, I was like,
I just couldn't believe that we were getting like a floor plan.
I don't ever want to know.
They give us the chair. She was like, they give us the pep, and yeah. then there are tables, and then there are chairs, and then and you know that, and then we don't know anything.
And then Andy goes, Caroline, he goes, will you go to lunch with Kim G now? And Kim G stares at her hopeful, and then Caroline goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I love a not answer,
but also completely saying no.
Yeah, like and, a and no. Kim, but then a not no.
Yeah. Like and Kim G just, she wants to go to, and then she went, oh. And then Kim G reveals that she and Kim D are stepsisters-in-law.
Kim D is Kim G's sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Which the twisted web of Jersey.
Kim G's mom is dating.
I think everyone's related in New Jersey.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the one place where everyone shares DNA somehow or is married into each other's family.
Yeah, I grew up with cousins, like, nearby and
yeah
but
so wait, what is there, how is there,
her dad, Kim G's mom is married to her father-in-law. Kim G's mom is married to Kim D's father-in-law. So they're like stepsisters in law.
The evil stepsisters.
And
it
then,
makes perfect sense.
And then Andy calls Teresa out for shaming
Danielle and Kim's old dancing. Lady butt cracks.
And I wrote, don't shame Kim G's body.
Yeah, it's rude. She wrote a blog post and she was like, it was sad to see them on the pole and their old lady butt cracks. And then Kim G perks up and she goes, don't start with me because you will go down. And then Teresa, that lights Teresa up. And then she starts like screaming at her, but then she ends and she goes, you look pathetic on the pole. Which is truly, that would cut deep.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to ever tell me I look pathetic on the pole.
And then Andy's like, it must have been hard for you to hear that. And she goes, Kim G goes, I did hear about it. I was in Rome. Because I was in Rome when I heard about it.
And then in as a clapback to Teresa's like blog post.
Yeah.
When also they're blogging like bravo.com.
I know.
And then she clapped back by tweeting, I'm going to Rome for a shopping spree. Sad Teresa can't come. She has no money. So sad.
She wins.
That's a win.
Kim G just fucking owns. She owned Kim, Teresa's ass.
I love.
Get her.
Shut down. No money. So sad.
Get her ass. That's what that was. So sad.
So sad. No money. So sad.
It's like that felt like when Trump used to tweet so sad.
Yeah, sad with an exclamation point.
Sad.
Kim G was the original sad.
Yeah, he took that from Kim G. So sad.
So sad. Wish she could come. Tracy can't come. No money. So sad.
I wish Tracy could come, but she can't come because she's got no money. So sad. I was in Rome.
I love it. I'm going to Rome for a huge shopping spree.
Wish Teresa could come.
Wish Teresa could come. Oh, but no money. So sad.
You sound just like her. And then at the end, and he's like, all right, well, Kim, thank you so much for joining us. And she goes, bye, bye. And then he goes, Danielle, do you have any parting words for Kim G? And then Danielle looks at her and goes, she goes, I do. And she goes, be careful what you wish for, Kim G.
No, she goes, be careful what you wish for, Kim who?
Oh, Kim who?
She who's her.
Who Weekly.
She who weeklied her years before Who Weekly even existed.
And Kim G goes, oh, all right.
And I love, too, that, like, Kim G doesn't even get a rise out of anyone. Like, everyone just laughs at her.
Yeah.
And then, Jacqueline's like, I don't mind her. Just gotta laugh at her.
Yeah.
She's a two-faced shitster, but what are you gonna do? And Teresa's like, I just gotta laugh at you, Kim G.
And then as soon as she's gone, Andy talks to all of them. He's like, I think we can all agree that no one here likes Kim G. And then Danielle goes, she goes, we've never liked her. And Andy goes, he goes, well,
Teresa goes, I was never friends with her.
Yeah. She says,
I love Teresa proudly being like, I never bought into the Kim G.
But Danielle, it's like the one moment of like,
where they all are like on the same page.
Yeah. And they all kind of laugh about how they all, like even Danielle, like they all kind of laugh at how like, Kimchi just sucks. And Jacqueline goes, I like her. She goes, I don't know. I think she's kind of funny.
Ruining everything.
Yeah. They talk about Danielle and Caroline's big confrontation. And he's like, how did you feel about Danielle walking in with armed guards? She goes, I thought it was asinine.
I'm 5'1". And then I was like, oh my God, she's a little Italian meatball.
She's a stregonona.
She's the size of Snooki.
That's really short.
She's literally like maybe an inch taller than Snook.
She's petite.
She's a little gal.
She sits on Albert's shoulder.
She has like such a presence mm-hmm. that I think of her as being...
She's like 6'8".
Yeah, but then she is...
She's 6'1".
She's a teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Jacqueline looks nervous when Danielle starts talking about Carolyn's family. Like, you can see her kind of getting shifty-eyed. Like, is she going to say, like, that we're all in the mafia?
Yeah. Oh, my God. She was waiting for that.
Yeah. Like, it was a scary moment. But I think even Danielle knows better than to say.
She doesn't want to get whacked.
Yeah.
Caroline goes, she said something about how Danielle, she's like, but I'm the puppet. She goes, but I'm the puppeteer.
Oh, like, I'm the puppeteer.
And then she raises her hands and goes, like, the clown. I'm telling you, all this stuff comes back to that painting of the Pates Romani with the clown mm-hmm. with the spaghetti.
You know what is that painting? You gotta pull it up.
You've seen it at Target.
Caroline goes to Danielle, I'm not buying your bullshit. I'm not buying it then. I'm not buying it now, okay? Oh, also Kim D does that. Okay. Kim G after everything she says.
Pates Baroni. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. She is a Pates Baroni. I love that little satisfied lol.
There's a series of paintings from, like, Target called, like, it's, like, this Italian clown. It's terrifying. And he's like, hey! And he has little ballet flats on, and he's just walking around with a big thing of pasta.
When you got that and put it in your... That is you at the Grove. That's me when I press, like, order on Postmates. But, like, when you got an apartment in your, like, 20s or whatever, you're, like, in college, you're, like, decorating.
That was it.
Then you get that, and you feel really like you've done something with your life.
My mom used to be best friends with this woman, and she had in her kitchen, she had a painting of this, like, it looked like it was from like the 50s, and it was this like clearly a housekeeper, and she had her feet up on the table and she was smoking a cigarette, and her rich like owner, like homeowners are in, and it just says cook doesn't feel like it. I love that.
Love that kind formative. Of like kitchen humor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Jacqueline and Danielle have a very real moment with each other. They all like take a break.
Yeah.
And then Jacqueline comes back and basically like sits down and is like, I don't know. Like, I just realized like
she had like an epiphany.
Yeah. She had an epiphany during this reunion, was like, I'm so consumed by all these thoughts. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want it to go on anymore. And like, I'm sorry for everything. And like, and then she apologizes.
And then Danielle apologizes.
And then Danielle apologizes, and they're both like getting kind of real and like crying. Danielle goes, you and I will always know what we meant to each other. And like, Caroline's over it. And then I was like,
Teresa's just sitting there like, and then she goes, I'm nailed to the cross and I'm sorry to you.
Nailed to the cross.
I'm nailed to the cross.
Nailed to the cross.
Nailed to the cross. I'm sorry. Nailed to the cross.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about Ashley. I care for her very deeply. Yeah.
And she goes,
and then Andy goes, well, does this mean that you will drop like the charges against everyone here?
And she goes, I will contact my attorneys and see that there's peace between us all.
Wow. Love her. Then Danielle gets up, and I truly thought she was gonna just sock Teresa in the face. Yeah. I was like, I braced for like violence, and she hugs Teresa. Then she sits down next to Jacqueline and hugs her for 5 minutes straight.
And she just whispers, like, you hear a little, like, it's like in the end of Lost in Translation when Bill Murray, like, whispers to Scarlett Johansson.
Ears. Yeah. No, and then I was like, wait, they are literally Portrait of a Lady on Fire right now. Like, yeah. They are fully, I believe, had, like, a lesbian affair.
Yeah.
And this is their one moment of, like, saying goodbye to each other. The vibes were so real. I was like, Jacqueline
was
actually did have someone go down on her, and it was Danielle. And they had, like, a love affair.
Felt supercharged. And Jacqueline
has to, like, pretend again, like kind of making eye contact with everyone, like, not accepting the hug. But Danielle is whispering sweet nothings.
She's going, you have my word, no word. You have my word. And I said she's speaking like Dune Witch.
She's full Dune Witch.
She's going,
you have my word, sister. I want it.
And you're just like, what?
Yeah, I was
like...
Can
you imagine how uncomfortable... Like, the hairs on Jacqueline's neck were probably, like...
I was fully, like, turned on. I was like, now I've got my finger on the pulse.
I've got my eye on you. I've got my eye on you.
Mary Brannigan. Mary Brannigan inside of me, the detective, said, This is a case.
I'm nailed to the cross, and I'm sorry to you. Nailed to the cross. But she just
nailed
whispers. She's like,
you and I will always know what we meant to each other. I will never do anything to you again. She goes, we'll always have what we had with each other. And Jacqueline's like,
And you just see Caroline's face. She's so over it.
She's laying, and at this point is like reclined on her house, making like a gun to the head sign with her fingers. And then Danielle walks over, like stalks over to Caroline's couch and sits down. And she goes, handshake.
And Caroline goes, I don't want to be friends.
She goes, we're never going to be friends. Then that's
and
like
then and then
me.
Yeah. And then Andy's like, everyone's kind of at peace. Even Teresa's kind of swept up in it.
Like, everyone finally reaches a place like that feels like a beautiful ending.
And then out of nowhere, he goes, Caroline, you seem kind of... And she goes, this is the biggest crock of shit I've ever seen in my life. She goes, you're all full of shit. This is crazy. And then she has her arms crossed and she's like fully just like, fuck this. Fuck all of you. You're all losers.
And then she tries to say some shit to Danielle. And then Danielle's like, I saw you when you were lying and I was hugging Jacqueline. You were like, no, don't hug her. Let Jacqueline be Jacqueline. And then I realized that Caroline was the one who put the foot down on their beautiful love affair.
Yeah.
She's getting in the way of their burgeoning lesbian romance.
But I love that. This is the biggest crock of shit I've ever seen in my life.
She goes, I know you are a puppeteer and I will call you that. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
It's over.
And then it's over.
Nothing is solved, really.
No. I mean, there charges was like an apology. I think charges were dropped.
I will be contacting my attorneys to see that there's peace between us all.
Fucking Nelson Mandela over here. Mother Teresa. I love Danielle not taking accountability for a single thing. Mm-hmm. But then at the end, all she wants is for someone to apologize to her. That's all she's ever wanted.
In her life.
That's all it actually takes.
She wants someone to apologize and hug her.
And everyone's ego is so... intense that no one will apologize. And even with the Ashley thing, she was like, if Ashley just apologized.
Yeah.
Which also, I'm really sick of everyone making excuses for Ashley. And I still fully believe Ashley should go to jail. I think that there should be no statute of limitations.
You're 19 and you're pulling hair, like
You deserve the law.
We'll see how the courts decide.
I think we'll let a judge decide.
I'll see that there's peace between us all.
I will contact my attorney and I'll make sure that there's peace for everyone.
Peace between us all. Anyway.
Wow.
Wow, what a journey.
What a journey.
I'm so happy that you like went on this Jersey journey with me and we learned so much about the state that I grew up in that apparently I didn't
know.
I didn't
know
so many things.
I'm so glad that you had the idea to do this season because
it's
a true banger of a season.
Next season's really good too, but I think so. We're going to be.
I know, huge announcement time. Are you ready?
You thought that there would be a lull in
our production schedule?
Absolutely not.
Never.
Even amidst all what's happening in the world and the tour and traveling, we will be recapping Love is Blind on Netflix.
So
it's all available
on Netflix. It's all available on Netflix.
Every episode.
Recaps will start next week. I'm trying to figure out. We might start releasing them earlier in the week.
Yeah.
But stay tuned.
It's a great show. It's
there's a lot
it's gonna get weird
from Love is Blind.
So everyone,
have you finished it already?
I haven't finished it.
Me neither.
Yeah. So, but we were like texting each other like, we could not believe it. And then we were both like, we have to recap this.
Yeah. And it seems like a good amount to recap. Like, I don't think I'll get sick of it, even though there are like a couple boring parts. But like, psychosis just like, and actually on the second watch of some episodes, it's really then when you kind of know what's going to happen and then you're looking back, there's a lot of little Easter eggs.
And it's kind of cool to be on like the ground floor of some, like to start recapping something that's like in its nascent season. And hope I think it's definitely going to go on.
I think it'll go on. I hope that they do like a gay Love is Blind, or at least have like some gay characters.
Yeah, I feel like they, I think they might have to do a fully queer one, because what would you have to like separate the
gays
guys?
Over here.
Yeah, gays in this house.
Over there.
I guess they could all just go into different. But yeah, I think maybe they're starting. They're like testing the straight. The straights are like the guinea pigs.
Yeah,
but. It's wild.
It's wild. It's a roller coaster. It's
join
really
us on this coaster.
The show on everyone's lips. And
it's
going to
be
ours.
Love is Blind. Anyway, like we said in the beginning, if you're in LA or just nearby and want to come, just remember next week, there's still tickets on sale for the March 11th show at the Roxy Theater of the first live show of our 2020 tour.
You
spring
are
edition.
Not going to want to miss it.
We have some surprises coming, as we said earlier. I think you're going to freak out over both of them.
Fans,
we're freaking out.
Carrie and I, who have been around since the get-go and who are just tuning in to discover the magic, you're going to be happy that you came to this show. I'm just going to put it to you like that.
We'll just say that true heads will know.
True, real heads know, and real
heads
won't be missing. Well,
love you.
Love you too. Follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
Follow Lara at Lars Marie. And I love all of you deeply. And
that's about it. Love and
bye.
Love. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.